Okay, there's a din in Hilchos Chanukah. There's a din in Hilchos Chanukah that brought down Simon Tofresh Ayin Zayin Sif Aluf. It says, Achsanoi Shein Madlikin Olav Beveisoi. If someone is finds himself not in his own home, then Achsanoi is a guest that they're not lighting for him in his own house. Tzarech Loseis Pruto Lebal Abayis. He's supposed to give a pruta. He has to give a pruta to the person whose house he's in. In order to become a shutef with him, b'shemen, a partner with him, b'shemen shal ner chanukah, the oil of the ner chanukah. That's the din siman tafrei shayin zayin sif aleph of mishtatef pruta b'ner chanukah. The makor of such a din is a gemara on Shabbos. In the sugya of Ner Chanukah and Dafkov Gimel Amud Aleph, that Reb Zeira said that he was mishtatef pepruta b'Ner Chanukah when he was not in his own home. So that's a din negeya to anybody who goes away for Chanukah and you're in someone else's house. So if the other person is lying there, you should just be mishtatef pepruta b'Ner Chanukah. Now, what is the idea of being mishtatef pepruta b'Ner Chanukah? What's the point of giving him a pruta? How does that help? So the simple pshat is l'chayra, that when you give the guy a quarter, or whatever we're going to say is a pruta, not a penny by the way, but something, a shava pruta, when you give the guy something that it has the value of a shava pruta, when you give the guy the shava pruta, so then you become a part owner of the oil. Right? It's really his oil, but if you give him a shava pruta, so then you're being kind of a shutfis, a chelik in the oil. And therefore, it's considered as if he's lining your oil as well. It's considered that it's your mitzvah because it's your oil. And that's how he's moit to you with Adlakas Ner Chanukah. The shaila is, how does such a thing work? When you give money to someone else to buy something, are you kind of that thing? Say, when you go to a store and you pay money for something, are you kind of it with paying? You kind of it only when you make a ma'isa kinyan. This is a Gemara above Metziah. That says on Daf Mem Zayin, the Gemara says Mois ain't an koinis. What is Mois ain't an koinis? That means money is not a kinyan. Now it's a machlokes in the Gemara whether midoraisa Mois is not koinis. That means money is not a kinyan bichlal. The only way you could really be koinis something in the Torah is by holding it in your hand, making a hagbah, making a mashicha. Or the other shita is shita Rabbi Yochanan, which is really how he passed him, which is that midoy raisa mois is a kinyan. You could have a kinyan by paying something in a Torah, but the Rabbanan made a gzeira. The Rabbanan made a gzeira that mois is not a kinyan. Now, what does that mean? That means when you pay for something midoy raisa, it's a good kinyan. The Rabbanan said you shouldn't be kind it until you actually have it in your hand, until you actually make a mashicha, until you make a hagbah. So the shaila is, why would the Rabbanan do such a thing? So the Gemara explains because of that it's a gzeira. The Gemara says that if you picture the scenario when someone gives money and is coined it with the money. So what happens? Let's say I buy something from you. So I give you the money. It's still sitting in your rishus and it's mine already. So a problem could come out that maybe chas v'shalom, a fire will happen in your rishus. And what's going to happen is, after I pay for this, I paid $1,000 for something that I want to buy by you, and I didn't make a mashiach, I didn't take it to my rishus. So a fire might happen, and this thing is going to be in danger of getting burned. And the meicher, who sold it, already got his money for it. So he's not going to worry about trying to save it. He's not going to be meis nefesh to try to save it. Maybe meis nefesh he doesn't have to, but he's not even going to try to save it. Why should I go try to pull it out of the fire? So he's not going to do that. Says so Xera, what's going to happen? The Gemara's normal case is that a guy is buying wheat, and the Xera Shema Yoimar Loi, maybe the Meicher will say to him, Nisrufu Chitecha Ba'aliyah. Your Chitim, your wheat, became burnt in the Aliyah, in my attic, because that's where you bought it, and you paid fifth, but you didn't pull it, you didn't make a Maisa Kinyan. So that's what we're worried about. Because of that, says Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbana made a Xera that even though when you pay for something, it should really become yours, but this exerim and rabbanan that it's not going to be yours until you actually bring it into your possession, until you bring it into your chatzar, until you make a mashicha or make a hagbah in your hand. Then, when you do that, then there's not going to be a chash anymore, because then if there's a fire in that guy's rishus, your chayfet is already by you. If there's a fire in your rishus, so you'll save it because it's your chayfet. So that's the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish that we have in Bava Metzia Daf Mem Zayin. So either way, however you pass him, Rish Lakish says Min HaTorah is not a Kenyan. The Rabbi Yochanan says that Min HaTorah was a Kenyan, but the Rabbanim took it away. Either way, Halacha L'maisa and Tavshin Samach Dalad, Mois is not a Kenyan. If you buy something in the store and you pay money for it, it's not yours until you actually pick it up. So if Mois is not a Kenyan, so how does this work? The whole halacha that we've passed here in Shulchan Aruch and Tafrei Shayin Zayin, that a person is mishtaker for pruta, he gives the money to the guy who's lighting, and now he owns a chelik in the oil. Until he picks up the oil, l'chayra, he's not koinit. Mois ain't a koinit. This is l'chayra, shtaka kasha, on the whole din of being mishtaker for pruta b'nei Chanukah. And what's even more strange about it is that you don't see any of the poskim talking about it. Poskim talk about mishtata v'pruta b'nei Chanukah. It comes from a Gemara. It's brought down a Shulchan Aruch. No one says how is he koinah? Well, it's a Gemara Arucha in Bava Metzia that Mois is not koinah. Surely according to Reish Lakish, it's not koinah min haTorah. But even according to Rav Yochanan, as we said, that Mois is koinah min haTorah. But midrabbanan, they made a takana that Mois is not koinah. So how does this work? The idea of being mishtate for pruta, even if you give the guy a pruta, even if you give him $20, without making a ma'isa kinyan, so it shouldn't work. Now again, you could get out of the problem by lifting up the oil. You tell the guy, where's your bottle of oil? And you could lift up the oil and say, I'm making a kinyan on this, on a certain chelik of it, as much as is going to be needed from my menorah, or as much as would have been needed for Ner Chanukah, and therefore that oil that you're lighting is going to be partially mine, and then we'll have the shutfis in it together. But the poskim don't say that. The poskim say mishtatef bepruta. You mishtatef bepruta. You pay money. It doesn't say that you have to lift it up. So l'chayra, without a ma'isa kinyan, how's this working mishtatef bepruta b'nei Chanukah? So now I had a machshava to say that the din of mishtatef bepruta b'nei Chanukah has nothing to do with being koin of the oil. Maybe it's true. The question is right. When you pay money for something, so you don't own it. You only own it if you make a meshicha or a hagbah, but mishtatef bepruta b'nei Chanukah, with paying the pruta, you're not going to be koina the shem. What is the idea of mishtatef bepruta b'nei Chanukah? Stam, you want to take part, you give a pruta. So it's as if the mitzvah is being done for both of you. The mitzvah is not just being done for the one who owns the shemen. The mitzvah is being done. You gave a pruta, l'shem, that person should have, in his shemen, and his hadlaka, it should be for you. So it'll help for you as well, but not because now you become a partial owner on the oil. The oil in Echanami remains by that person. You can't be kind of the oil with money. Mois is not kindness. But some, you pay the money so that person should be doing his mitzvah for you. Lamaisa, even though that's a way to get out of the problem, it's true that Mois is not kindness, but the idea of Mishnat of a pruta has nothing to do with Kinyan. You're giving him a pruta, and you're not kindness, but then the mitzvah can help for you. Lamaisa, it's mefurish in the Lashonis of the Rishonim that's not true. It's mefurish that when you pay the money, you're mishtaka for pruta, then you have a chelik in the oil. Right away on this halacha, in Tafri Shayin Zayin, the Bir halacha brings a lashon of the Me'iri. The Bir halacha had the Me'iri on certain mesechtas that were printed already back then. So the Me'iri in Shabbos says there, Beferish, that what's the idea of mishtaka for pruta b'ner Chanukah? It says, Yitein loy pruta, lizkois loy chelik. He should give him a pruta, yitein loy pruta, lizkois loy chelik, in order to be zoicha chelik. That means to own. Now you own a chelik of the oil. Once you own a chelik of the oil, the mitzvah could be done on your behalf as well. But without owning a chelik of the oil, it doesn't work. So you see clearly that with being mishtatef for pruta, then it becomes yours. Not only that, but the Rishonim in Psachim, Dav Zayin on the Beis, speak about this beferish. There's a shaila in Psachim, Dav Zayin on the Beis, by all birchas ha-mitzvahs. Do we make a lashon li to do the thing or al? Do we say lehad l'knesh Chanukah is one of the examples? Al bir chametz, you say al. So when do you say li? When do you say al? It's two different nuschalis by different mitzvahs. So there are different rules in the Rishonim. Lamaisa, the Ran says over there in Psachim, the Ran and the Ramban. Important to remember who. The Ran and the Ramban both say over there that the reason why we make lehad l'knesh Chanukah and not al hadlokas ner Chanukah is because the rule is, before we get to lahadlik and al hadlokas, the rule is, they say, if it's possible to do it al yaday someone else, the mitzvah doesn't have to be done by you. You could say al on the mitzvah. But when it has to be done by you, it doesn't help al yaday shliach, so then you say le to do it, because you're making the bracha to do the thing yourself. That's the difference whether you say le or al. And they say, what about ner Chanukah? Ner Chanukah, we see it in, if you're by someone else, the person could do it for you. So we shine him say, the Ramban and the Ran, that since it doesn't help Stam if you're by someone else's house and he's doing it for you, you have to be mishtatef for pruta b'nei Chanukah. You have to give him some money for the oil. So he said, that's considered that the mitzvah is not being done on your behalf by someone else. It's considered that it's being done by you. Why? Because even though you're not being the one lighting the menorah, but it's being done with your oil. It says, the lashon of the Ran is, since it says you have to be mishtatef for pruta, ein yoytze ela b'shal atzmo. He's only yoytze with his own oil. Harei ein mitzvah zu yechol l'skayim ayidei achet. He says clearly, "Eina yoytze yala b'shalatzmi." The oil has to be yours. Someone asked me this shayla yesterday. Does the oil have to be yours? Can I borrow someone else's oil? The answer is, the oil does have to be yours. A person has to. Someone else could light for him if he's in someone else's house. That person could light, but the oil has to be yours. And it doesn't mean that you have to buy from him the whole oil. You have to be mishtatef for pruta. You have to give him a little money for the oil that you're taking from him. And in this case over here, with the other person, the Baal HaBayis is lighting for you, the din of being mishtatef for pruta is in order that it's b'shal atzmo. And that's why when you light the menorah, you're going to say lehadlik neshal chanukah, because lehadlik, it has to be done by you, even though the maisa could be done through someone else. But this is not a mitzvah where you could just do al mikra megillah, someone else is going to read the megillah, and you're going to be yoytze. No, it has to be done by you or with your oil. How could it be done by someone else with someone else's oil? The answer is, you're mishtatef l'pruta, and then it becomes partially yours. So we see in this Ramban and the Ran, that also from the nusach of lehadlik, that it has to be your oil, and that's the lashon of the Meiri as well, that the Bir Halacha brought, that you're zoicha a part of the oil when you pay. So then our question, as we say, hadru kushu l'duchte, our question comes back to its place, which is, how does the idea, the concept of being mishtatef b'fruta help if we say in Bava Metzia that mois is not a kinyan? According to Reish Lakish, midaraisa, it's not a kinyan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, midaraisa, it was a kinyan, but the Rabbanan took it away because of the chash that he'll tell him nisafuchitecha ba'aliyah. So lamaisa, mois is not koinus. So if mois is not koinus, how is mishtatef b'fruta b'nei Chanukah going to help? So another machshava that we could think about is as follows. There are achrayim that say, the Pnei Yeshua, for example, says this, Pnei Yeshua in two places. One in Bav Metzia, Daf Mem Dalet, right in the beginning of his Perek Hazov, where it talks about the Kinyan of money. And also Pnei Yeshua in Kiddushin says the same piece, in Kiddushin Daf Chof Beis Amid Beis. He says that since the reason, if again, going with this thing that we pass in like Rav Yechon, that really Midarais and Mois is kindness. It's just Midarabonon that Mois is not kindness. So Pnei Yeshua says that this is only in a place where the reason of Chazal applies. Chazal didn't just say, Mois is not kindness, that's it. And they have their reason. No, only if the reason applies, that we're afraid that the guy is going to come to a story, Hashem, he'll say, Nisrafu chitecha ba'aliyah, so then they took away the kinyan Mois. But if the reason doesn't apply, if you could have some scenario that with your kinyan of the money, you still won't have a problem, you still won't have a chash that a fire will be lit against, on the chitim, and the moicha is not going to want to save it. So then, the Pnei Yeshua says, in such a case, we go back to the original din d'oraisa, that mois is kindness. The case that the Pnei Yeshua is talking about, he really learns it from a Gemara and Bav Metzia, Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis, that with the case where the wheat wasn't in the rishus that belonged to the moicha, the wheat was in a place that the moicha was using. It was really the lekeach rishus. It was the buyer's possession that he rented out to the moicha. So the case over there was that if the fire would be lit in this rishus, so even though the moicha is not going to save it, but the lekeach himself is going to go save it because he's really the owner of this property. So the Gemara says in such a case, mois would be kindness because it's not, you don't have the gzera because the lekeach will end up saving it. So the Pnei Yeshua says, you see from this Gemara that the Rabbanan didn't just make a blanket rule, mois is not kindness, because of their reason, for like a loy cloak. No, when the reason applies, when we're worried about the dleika, we're worried about the fire, so then they took away the kinyan mois. But when there was no worry about it, if the lekeach could save it, or if the moicha would save it, or something, Pnei Yeshua is applying it to other cases, that in another case where the person lamaisa would not have a chash that this fire will happen and the moicha is going to let the chitim burn up. So then the Rabbanan went back to the Ikar HaDin and they said that mois could be kindness. Based on this Pnei Yeshua, I was thinking to say that in the case of being mishtatef bepruta for the shaman of the Ner Chanukah, maybe mois could be kindness mamish, even without speaking it out. Why is that? Because you're definitely not being kind of this whole bottle of oil, right? It says you're mishtatef bepruta, you become a partner in the oil. What are we afraid by saying mois ain't unkindness? We're afraid that maybe something's going to happen to this oil. It's going to all spill or something. And the moicha is not going to want to save it because you didn't. It's still by the moicha. It's not by you. and it's not his. He gave it to you already. So because of that, Moish should not be kainah. No, but if you're mishtatef a pruta, if you're only becoming a partner, if something happens to this oil, I mean, a dleika is what oil is for, but let's say something else, some other happens, the moicher is going to save it. Because it's his oil. 99% of this is his. You gave him a quarter for it. But the reason doesn't apply. The reason of the takana that we're afraid that what you're buying is going to be nifsad, and then based on that hefsid, the moicher is just going to let it go, and then you're going to be stuck. So over here, the reason of the takana l'chayra doesn't apply. If that's the case, we could use this pnei yeshua maybe, and to say that mishtat of the pita b'ner chanukah would be that when you pay the money, you're koinit. Again, with the ikar adin, all going with Rabbi Yochanan, that the ikar adin mois is really a kinyan. The only thing is the rabbanan took away the kinyan. So the Rabbana took it away for this reason. So the two tirutzim that we have now are as follows. Since the Rabbana only took it away as Xer the Rabbanan, so the Machna Ephraim is explaining based on the Beis Yosef that a person could say Efshi, that means I don't want the Takana. Then if you speak it out, it could work with the Kinyan. Now the second way we're suggesting is a little bit better because you don't even have to speak it out then. We go back to the Ikar Adin, that Mois is Koinus. The Pnei Yeshua says that in cases where you don't have the reason of the Takana, so then Mois is Koinus. Again, of course, the Pnei Yeshua is not going in Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says it's not a Kenyan at all, Menatayra. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that really Mois is a Kenyan. The Rabbanan took it away for that reason, because a fire might happen and he's not going to save it. But in the case where you're Mishtatef Kepruto, so any case where it's in Shtatfus, so I'm signing that then if something happens, the Moicher is going to save it. So then you shouldn't have the problem. Lamaisa, it comes out though a little bit of a Chiddush Ladina, that in any case of Hishtatfus, when you're not buying something totally, you're just buying a partnership, so then Moish should be Kainim. Because if anything is going to happen to it, so then the Moicher will save it because of his part of it. Any partnership where it's not a Chelek Mesuyim to this guy and a Chelek Mesuyim to this person, so together you're a partner in something, so then the Moicher will always want to save it. That's a Chiddush Ladina that I didn't find at Shulchan Aruch, that even though Moish is not Kainah, but when you're Kainah a partnership, then it should work. L'chayra, that's what should come out according to the Pnei Yeshua, and therefore we should have an Eitzah over here for being Mishtatef for Pruta. But then it just comes out, that Nakuda, that Chiddush, that anytime you're becoming a Shutef in something, a partner, and you're not buying the whole thing for yourself, then Moish should be Kainah. That is a little bit of a Chiddush, that it would be nicer if we saw that Pefeuch. But according to the Pnei Yeshua, l'chayra, that's what comes out. And based on that, maybe we could say that that's the idea of being Mishtatef for Pruta b'ner Chanuk. Amaisa, yeah?
Why would you
want
to save it
by the fire? According to the word is, why is Mois not Kainah normally? So, because when you pay money but you don't pull it to you, so then if a fire happens, that other guy is not going to save it because he already sold it, right? It's already yours, and it's Fayim. So now we're saying that since you're not being Kainah the whole oil, you're just being Kainah a little bit of it, but most of the oil remains whose? Remains the Moichers. So if something was going to happen, if it was going to like spill, so then the Moicher would definitely save it because of his. Once the Moicher is going to save it, so then the reason of the Takana would not apply. He needs it for himself. Yeah, whatever. The Moicher definitely is going to save it. So in such a case, L'chayra Philip Neshu, we have an Eitz. L'maisa, the best Eitz, I think, is coming up. I think the best answer to this question is based on a Yediyah. Again, they don't talk about it in Hilchos Chanukah, but looking over there at the halachas of Mois Kainos, there's a halacha that says like this. The Rama says in Simen Kuf Tzadi Tes, before we quote it from Kuf Tzadi Ches, and the next Simen in Kuf Tzadi Tes and Chayshe Mishpat, Sif Gimel, the Rama says a halacha, not so well known, but he brings it from the Ma'aril. There's a halacha in the Rama. The person goes to buy wine for Kiddush. He goes to the store to buy wine, not because he wants to get drunk, but because he wants to make Kiddush. So the Rama passes from the Maril there, that Mois is Kainos, even if you don't make a Mashicha. Even if you don't make any other Kinyan, Mois is Kainos. Now, what does this mean? Wine for Kiddush you want to buy, so what's the difference what you're using it for? But if you want to buy Yayin for Kiddush, so then Mois is Kainos. What does that mean? I mean, according to Reish Lakish, Mois is not a Kinyan. So who cares if you're buying wine for Kiddush? It would sound like, according to, he's going with the halacha that we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan, that Mois is really a Kinyan min ha-Torah. Just the Rabbanan made a Gzeira. The Gzeira was that Mois should not be Kainah. But wine for Kiddush, that has a Maila that Mois is Kainah. So I didn't understand why wine for Kiddush should be different until I saw an Ilchas Dalet Minim, which we did learn, that in Ilchas Dalet Arba Minim, there's a Bir halacha in Aruch Chaim, in Simen Tav Reish Nunvav, when it talks there about how you're supposed to buy the Arba Minim, so the Bir Halacha brings there from the Prima Gadim that according to the Rama that we just mentioned, it says you could buy Yayin Lekiddush, you could be coming with money, who adin if you buy an Esrei. If you buy an esrog for the mitzvah, so you don't have to make a ma'aseh kinyan, a hagbah, a mashicha, a kabin, in a closed box, and you never make a kinyan, someone sent it to you, you never have to make a kinyan on it. You never have to make a kinyan on the dal minim, it'll be considered lachem, it'll be considered yours just by paying money. And usually as you're taking the dal minim anyway, you're going to make a kinyan on it, right? If you're lifting it up. But let's say if a hagbah needs a kinyan more than 3 tvachim, and you're take it low down to the ground, whatever, find a hechitim so you didn't make a good hagbah, a mashiach on it. L'maisa, the Bir Halacha says so, that according to the shita, that you could buy wine for Kiddush with money, and you don't need to make a nice kinyan. Hu adin, when you buy dalad minim, you don't have to make a nice kinyan, you could be kind of with the money. From this Bir Halacha, I see the secret behind this Ramah. What is the Ramah? Is not talking to a special din in Kiddush. The Ramah is saying anything that you buy for a mitzvah, Chazal said, why did we take away a kinyan ma'iz? Really, ma'iz is a good kinyan. But we took it away because there's a chash. Fine, but for the mitzvah, the Rabbanan were mukim davar adin Torah, they brought it back to the din Torah, which is that ma'iz is kindness. That means when a guy is going to buy yayin for Kiddush, why is he buying yayin? For the mitzvah. So for the mitzvah, Chazal are not going to make it more difficult to be kinyan and say you have to make a mashiach and everything. No, then the ma'iz is kindness. I la ma'iz, maybe there'll be a fire there and the guy's not going to save the wine. Fine, that's exera, but just like before Chazal made exera, so ma'iz was kindness min ha'tayra. So they put it back on the din d'araisa in order to make it easier to be kinyan a mitzvah. Again, it's a big Kiddush, you can't say it on your own, but the Ramah says it in the name of the Maril, that by yayin the Kiddush it works. You see from the Bir Halacha by Dalad Minim that the way he understands this is not a special din in Kiddush, which is not the Mestabra, but it's not anything special about Kiddush over here. It means any kinyan of a mitzvah. Who then, if you be kind and an esrog or a lulav with money, so money is a kinyan. Based on that, the kasha doesn't start off by Mishtatev v'pruta b'ner Chanukah. When a person is Mishtatev v'pruta, what is he giving this money for? Not for his own, no, he's giving it for the mitzvah. He wants to own the shaman because the shaman has to be his in order for him to be yotzei the mitzvah. If that's the case, this is a kinyan of mitzvah, similar to buying wine for Kiddush, similar to buying esrog on Sukkos. So if that's the case, when a guy wants to pay money to buy a part of the oil in the Ner Chanukah, we'll go back to the din d'oraisa, that mois are koines, and this is l'chayr, the pashta yishuv, why mishtatev v'pruta b'ner Chanukah works. A few years ago, I was in Bnei Brak right before Chanukah, and I went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky's house, and I said to him, I had a few of these machshavas, you know, what to do is Ner Chanukah, the Mishnah Tefut of Ner Chanukah, possibly because they speak it out, like we said, the Beis Yosef says that it works, or maybe with this Pnei Yeshua, that if the reason doesn't apply, because the Moichah is going to save it, so then it'll work, or maybe with this Ramah, because it's a Kinyan Shal Mitzvah. So I wanted to see what Reb Chaim would say about it. So I said to him, what's up Shan in the din of Mishnah Tefut of Ner Chanukah? Mois is not kindness. So he says to me, Kinyan Shal Mitzvah. Kinyan Shal Mitzvah, Mois is kindness. So I said, so the Rav means Kinyan Shal Mitzvah like Yayin LeKiddush. He says, yeah, Yayin LeKiddush, Talib Minim, Alla Zachen. He said, for Kinyan Shal Mitzvah, Mois is kindness. So you see that this is where Reb Chaim assumed that this was the Pashat answer. That based on this Ramah and based on this Bir Halacha, that for a Kinyan of a Mitzvah, Mois is kindness. So he threw me out. But Baruch Hashem, we got at least that word in, that he said, Kinyan Shal Mitzvah, Kinyan of a Mitzvah, Mois is kindness. So again, just to chaz it quickly. We have the shayla is on the sif in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tav Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph, that a person is mishtatef for fruit of B'nei Chanukah, if he's not going to be able to light himself, and no one's lighting for him in his house, he finds himself in someone else's house, and he doesn't have his own menorah, so that person is lighting for him. So if that person lights for him, it's better for you to be mishtatef for fruit, to give a little money, so that the shemen becomes yours. To say that the shemen does not become yours, and you're stam taking part, that's not emes. Because the Rishonim say that with being mishtatef v'pruta, you're being zoicha echelek. We saw the Lashon HaMeiri, and the Rishonim and Psachim say that it becomes yours, it becomes your oil. So if it becomes your oil, we have to figure out a way you could be kinyan. So according to Reish Lakish, you stop. According to Reish Lakish says, Mois is not a kinyan. Mois cannot be a kinyan. When Reish Lakish wanted to be mishtatef v'pruta b'nei Chanukah, it's clear to me that if he held like this then, he would have to do a mashicha. He would say you have to pick it up. Why don't the place can bring this down at all? So the answer basically is because we hold like Rav Yochanan that Minatoira Mois is not a Kinyan. Minatoira Mois is a Kinyan, and it's only a Takana Darabanan to take away the Kinyan. Now we have to make an excuse to find a way why the Takana doesn't apply. And on that we have three possibilities. The first possibility based on Rav Yochanan is the Ramah and the Beis Yosef and Siman Kuf Tzadiches, that when you speak it out with Feirush, then money could be a Kinyan. So over here, you would have to speak out for Feirush that money is the Kinyan. I want to be Mishtatev v'pruta and be koneh some of the oil with the money. Again, a Chiddush comes out, lefi zeh, that you'd have to speak it out, that we want the money to work and not a Mashicha. You have to speak it out. But if you hold it, such a thing works. So then that could be one Eitzah, how it works. Again, we said the Shach doesn't hold like this. chiddush b'chlal, but according to the Paiskim, they say that you hold of this chiddush, that if you speak it out, it works. And we said it's like yafshi b'takanas chachamim, you don't want this takanas chachamim, so then we go back to the Ikra Adin that Mois works. That could be a way that Mois works. The second way we said it is based on this Pnei Yeshua, that says that when the reason of the takana doesn't apply, because we're not afraid of the tleika, so then Mois could be kind of. So over here we suggested that the reason doesn't apply, because if anything will happen to the Shemen, the Meicher is going to save it, because you're only being kind of shtatvus, and not being kind of altogether. You're not being kind of lagami for yourself. So that would work according to the Pnei Yeshua. But again, that also has its Nekudas HaChidosh, which is that anytime you want to buy something, and it says in Shulchan Aruch, Mois and kindness, that's only true if you want to buy the whole thing yourself. But if you're becoming a partner, so then Mois should be kinder, because anything that's going to happen, the Meicher is going to save it because of his chelik. So that would be a little Chidosh. The smoothest way is the way L'chayr of Chaim Kanevsky said, which is based on the Ramah in Kuf Tzadik Kes, that it says there, in the name of the Maril, that a Kinyan Shal Mitzvah works even with money, even without doing a Meshicha. The Ramah's example is Yayin L'Kiddush, the Bir Halacha by Dal Aminim says it by Esrin, and we'll apply it now to Shtafis with Ruta B'nai Chanukah, that since the Kinyan is a Kinyan Shal Mitzvah, therefore we go back to the original Dimon HaTorah, that Mois is Kainis, and that's why being Meshtafis with Ruta is enough, even though you don't make a Maisa Kinyan.